Streaming live on Lanceradio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds, this is PCC Voices. Listen, watch, and learn.
www.lanceradio.org. This is Dot Cannon. I have a question for you. How can PCCs, various clubs and organizations, improve your life? Well, we're going to be talking about that this morning. Welcome to our brand new Lancer Radio show. We call this one PCC Voices, and for the next 2 hours, we're going to ask you to listen, watch, and learn with us as we celebrate Club Week here at PCC. Hashtag Club Week at PCC Voices, and if you happen to be on Facebook, you can find us. Just type in PCC Voices is the easiest way, but technically facebook.com/PCC-voices. So, what is our brand new show all about? Well, in a word, PCC Voices is about you. We're going to be talking all about what's going on campus and what it can mean in terms of your experience here at Pasadena City College. And today what we'd like to do is start right off with a special guest who's the first person that you're going to be likely to want to see if you're playing an on-campus event. And she's joining our PCC Voices co-host, Brooke Peterson, right now on the quad. Hi, Brooke.
Hey there, Dot. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
We're great out here. I'm here also with Cameron Boswick. He is my co-host for today.
Hello, hello. Good morning, Brooke.
And we are out here on the quad. We were expecting to see a bunch of tents out here, but everybody should know that the club meet and greet is now being held in the near the mirror pools in the big tent out there all together, which is great because it's much cooler in there.
Yes.
It feels great.
So. I walked in there, and it is a lot cooler than it normally would be out in the sun.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to have Zoshi out there talking with some people. But first, in the meantime, we have a special guest with us here today. PCC, first of all, everybody should know, has got tons of resources available for everybody. So many that most of us don't even know about half of them. And one of them, one of these resources, is staring us all in the face on a daily basis. And all of that is all the space we have here on campus, all these buildings, all the community spaces. But how do we access it? Can we access? I didn't even know that we could access it.
I didn't know that either, but apparently so.
Yeah, and we have Marcy Ambrose here. She is PCC's Campus Use Specialist. Thank you so much, Marcy, for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
So tell us, what do you do as a Campus Use Specialist?
Well, in theory, I'm supposed to know what's going on campus at all times and all places, and that usually works pretty good, right? All of our rooms, all of the campus property is available for rent by outside community if they'd like to do that. But, of course, it stays busy with a lot of campus activities, with our student club activities, conferences, staff meetings, committee meetings, our football games, our theater arts. So it's never really a quiet campus.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely seen that, but I guess I never thought about the behind-the-scenes process that has to happen in order for all of that to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, does it cost anything for students to use?
It doesn't cost anything for students to use it as a student club.
As a student club.
Right. And if they're in a class, if they're in a film class and they want to film on campus, there's no cost for that.
Okay.
So, but for the outside public and civic, there is a cost.
There would be a cost, yes. And a whole different procedure.
Oh. And is it open to, besides the student clubs, can, like, I, as a student, just, I have a pet project that I want to, that's sort of being focused on outside of my classes, mm-hmm. but I want to use something here. Can I use it on my own?
You can use it on your own, but you would use it as an individual.
Uh-huh.
If it was associated with a class,
okay,
it needs to be associated with a class or a club for you not to have to pay any fees.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so what is the process of somebody wanting to have an event here?
An outside group, a civic event?
A student organization.
They would go through the Office of Student Affairs. So mm-hmm. there's a form that they fill out, a request for an activity. They fill it out. It's signed by their advisor.
Mm-hmm.
It's then given to the Office of Student Affairs. It's then given to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if the space is available, I will go ahead and book that space for them. If I question their use of a space, if I don't think it's safe or not big enough for what they want to do, I might question that. Hopefully, they put out more than one choice so that if their space isn't available, I can go to the next space and the next space. And then I sign off on it, reserve the space for them, send it back to the Office of Student Affairs. It's then signed off by the Office of Student Affairs. They give the final approval on all the events. It's also put on a weekly schedule so people can see what's happening on campus.
Okay, so do you sort of take the responsibility or at least assist in some of the marketing as far as putting it on the website or anything like that?
I don't assist with the marketing. That would go through the Office of Public Affairs.
Okay.
I basically assist with getting the room reserved, getting the room set up, and then I coordinate all the services, staging services, campus police if necessary, if it's going to be a large event, facilities, if they have a special setup for the room, then I need a floor plan from them so that we can set the room up in the way that they want it.
Okay, so it can be pretty elaborate.
Mm-hmm. It can be, depending on the event. We have high school conferences that are pretty big. We have UN club, and they do a high school conference, and that's pretty big. So they can use, the club could come in and use up to maybe 10 classrooms during the week, and to find 10 classrooms open during the week sometimes is, you know, kind of a task.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, even for like just a normal club meeting, does that have to be officially held through you, or can they just meet and post a poster and meet?
It goes to the Office of Student Affairs. We need to know, because they need to know what room they're assigned, because somebody else could be meeting in that room. So we have a lot of meetings on campus, and sometimes people will just squat in a room, and then somebody else may come who's been assigned that room.
Yeah.
So basically, if it's in the system, they've got the room. If it's not in the system, then they need to do their paperwork, whether it's faculty, staff, or club.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something about staging services.
Mm-hmm.
What is staging services?
Staging would be audiovisual, microphones, amplifiers. If we have a band here in the quad, getting them set up. If we have speakers or singers, anything like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So you help them make it multimedia, kind of?
Correct.
Sounds pretty snazzy there. Doesn't it?
We can be pretty snazzy. And then I have a weekly meeting.
I've seen it happen before, and it looks actually great when it comes together.
It is. It is. And most of the time it does.
Mm-hmm.
It comes together pretty well.
Now, how much time do you all need from a student to organize this and get everything
Yes, that's what I wanted to know.
Together, yeah.
It would be nice to have 3 weeks, because the paperwork starts over here, comes to me, and neither one of us are sitting waiting for the paperwork to come. So then it needs to be signed off, and Student Affairs needs to sign to tech, because the technicians are not people who are here on campus. They're people who work with us part-time.
Oh, okay.
And so then they're called to do the event.
So it's like an outside vendor kind of thing.
Now, within those 3 weeks that you were talking about, if when will the student find out, or whoever is applying for it, when will they find out whether or not there might be, because there might be a scheduling conflict, you said someone might have that room, when will they find out?
Well, hopefully within a week. It's all about timing. It depends on when they
get it. So if somebody put in a request before them, then they get the room first?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And are there any events coming up that is sort of more for the general student population that we should be aware of?
Well, you talked about this week. This week we have Club Week in the tent. And that's something new for us. We usually have it out here in the quad. We have, AGS Club has a, they've sponsored a lot of Red Cross blood drives, and we have those coming up pretty soon, and those are always really good. We have the Chinese Culture Day that will be out in the quad.
Oh, when is that?
I'm not sure. I think we have one scheduled in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that going to be here in the quad or back there by the sculpture garden?
That's going to be, I know there's going to be one here in the quad. And they usually have calligraphy and they'll have a dance demonstration.
Yeah,
that's
I remember that
popular.
Last year they had the big dragon
out.
Yes.
That was pretty great.
That's what I recall seeing.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. And so how long have you been at PCC?
I've been at PCC for about 14 years now.
Oh, wow.
I came to school here.
Did you really?
I came back. My daughter came
alumni.
To school here. My mother came to school here.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Yeah, that's fantastic.
It's a family school.
Three generations.
That's
amazing. That's really cool. And so how did you become an event planner? Because that's essentially what you are, right?
Right.
Okay, an event planner.
Right.
And did you start someplace else and then come here? Did you sort of learn it on the job? Or?
I worked for a high-tech company before I came here, and I did exhibits for them. So I traveled to exhibits and got the tent set up. So those skills kind of traded over to this position. I was laid off from that job. And then I started working here hourly doing the position, and they flew the position, and I got hired in the position.
What was your major?
My major here,
yeah,
when I came,
yeah,
was legal stenographer.
Really?
I don't even have that anymore.
You
learn shorthand typing, and when I graduated from here, I actually worked for the County of LA for the district attorney's office.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, in your current position, mm-hmm, dealing with students who are obviously learning a lot of different things, one of which is putting on an event of some sort, mm-hmm, do you find that they make common mistakes that, you know, that could easily be remedied if they only knew better?
Oh, definitely. The time to reserve the room, they'll reserve the room at their start time as opposed to reserving it so they can get set up. So
they get
confused on the start time and reserve time for the room.
Tables
and chairs, sometimes I'll get a form, they don't even have tables and chairs listed. It's like, I don't think you want to stand during this event.
Right,
so
yeah.
I catch some of those things. And some things that they don't, you know, they don't think about.
Right.
Tables for food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that makes sense, though, because, yeah, I can totally see how those thoughts just sort of escape, because tables and chairs are just sort of always there.
Right.
You know, why
right
would you have to worry about
and
that?
So, and some of our rooms are always set up, uh-huh, like Circadian is always set up in a certain way. Prevalin is not set up in a certain way. So it varies from room to room.
Uh-huh.
Wi-Fi lounge, you know, they have the chairs and couches there. So there's only a few things we would add to that room.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And any advice for students for a fantastic, snazzy event? Anything that you wish that they would do more of?
Plan ahead. That's the best thing they can do.
Yeah.
I love the clubs that are organized and plan ahead. They know what they want to do. I get their paperwork at the beginning of the semester. Because what happens by the time we get to the end of the semester when everybody's having their award ceremonies,
mm-hmm,
and
right,
there's
like
a shortage of rooms.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Marcy Ambrose is with PCC. She is our campus youth specialist. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We really appreciate it. And we are out here at the Quad, me and Cameron. Say hi, Cameron.
Thank you very much. I was waiting. I'm sorry. I wanted you to finish.
We're out here enjoying this very sunny, warm day in Pasadena. We're going to toss it back to Dot back in the studio where it's nice and cool.
Well, Brooke, you just taught me something that I didn't know. I didn't know that facilities were free to student clubs here. That's really good information to know. We've been listening today to Brooke Peterson and to Cameron Bostwick on our first interview of PCC Voices. They've been speaking to Marcy Ambrose. If you want to check out the Office of Student Affairs, that's CC105. And we'll be right back with more PCC Voices on LancerRadio.org.